show that is all baseball.
They're better than they were a year ago.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Bigelow Tea, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, The 99 Restaurants, Zing Zang Cocktail in a Can, Win Waste Innovations, and Woodbridge Wines.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was all just frustration. I mean, I walked five guys. I've gone months without walking five guys. That just tells me it right there that nothing's wrong. It's just I got some things I have to clean up. And that's, like I said, just my direction was a little bit more towards the first base dugout today. But like I said, it's nothing that can't be cleaned up in this next week. Bullpens, a couple bullpen sessions, and just feeling my direction better. Like, this is all for me to get back up to the big leagues and start doing my job and pulling my weight and trying to win a championship. So this is all great, but that's the big picture, and I need to get back there.
Boy, I'll say so. I'll say so. Jimmy Stewart, can we isolate that last, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds where he says, that, you know, he's got to get back. He's got to come back and start doing his job and get people out. I'm putting Jimmy on the spot here right out of the gate on the Baseball Hour because Chris Sale makes his 2022 season debut tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa Bay as the Red Sox are in the final week of the first half here. So this is where I want to start tonight on the program. 617-779-0985. We'll open up the phone lines right away. We'll get to last night's loss as well. More of the same from the Red Sox. Bad infield defense, but from the same people. It's really not about it's not about Devers or about Bogarts or about Trevor Story. It's about the same people making the same mistakes in the infield. In this case, Bobby Dalbec and Franchy Cordero. More bad bullpen work, which again we'll get to in a moment. But I want to start with Sale. Okay, I want to start with Chris Sale and the absolute wrench that he has thrown into the 2022 Red Sox season. So it is easy to look back on this now because Sale has missed so much time. And by the way, did I say that Adam Jones is alongside? Did I say that?
No.
In all seriousness? Okay, so Adam Jones is here tonight. Murray's out. Adam Jones is alongside. But we'll open up the phones right away. Here's what people are forgetting. Chris Sale had a bad shoulder at the end of 2018, I believe it was. Okay, by the end of that season, he had started to have some shoulder issues going into the World Series. He is actually somewhat limited in the postseason as a result, if you remember that. In 2019, he had a bad year. The Red Sox went 10-15 in his starts, and then it became apparent they had to shut him down late in the year with the elbow issue. He didn't actually have surgery on that elbow until early 2020. So he missed all of the 2020 season. He missed the first half of 2021. And my timeline might be a little off, but the bottom line is that he did not pitch last year at full health. Everything that happened after the 2021 season was predicated on Chris Sale coming back at full strength and being at the head of the rotation again. Does everyone understand that? Everything, every decision the Red Sox made was predicated on Chris Sale coming back, pitching a full season, and being at full health. And during the bulk of that offseason, everything went fine until sometime in January or February during the lockout, and I don't remember exactly when, Chris Sale had suffered some sort of rib injury while throwing that affected his availability for the beginning of the year. So then all of a sudden, after the lockout, we found out about it. Remember, Sale did not communicate with the team during the lockout, to which I say one of two things. Either bullcrap, he did and they knew about it, and they still had a chance to try to address it because free agency was put off. They might have been able to make a move, but let's say no. Or he didn't tell them? What, because they were in a work stoppage and he's being a hard-ass union guy? Whatever it is.
Which one do you think it is?
I think he told them. I do. And I think they were just playing. I can't imagine he didn't tell them when the season's coming up and the team needs to know if something significant happened. He had to be in touch with the medical staff. I think Jones, I don't know. But here's my point. Is anyone else tired of waiting for this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone else tired? And when I say tired of waiting, I don't blame him for 2019. I don't blame him for 2020. I think those things were coming. Last year, all things considered, he gave him a little bit. I didn't think he'd give him much at all. He gave him a little bit, and they pitched him against bad teams. So they picked their spots. They recognized that Chris Sale wasn't going to be able to give him a whole hell of a lot. So they treated him like an end-of-the-rotation guy, which is what he was. And he gave him a little bit, which is more than I thought. But this year, don't kid yourself. They counted on this guy. They counted on Sale to be there at the start of the year. And if you're going to be angry about Sale for anything, you know what you should be angry about? Hurting yourself in the offseason before the season began. And then during his rehab after the season resumed, he had a setback. Let's not forget that. The Red Sox were expecting him back probably sometime in the month of June. We are now in the middle of July. We are approaching the All-Star break, and he still isn't pitched. Tonight will be his first game. And if you think that this is a small thing, it isn't. So I am a believer in the fact that when a guy comes back from Tommy John 2 years out, he can be better than he was. Nathan Eovaldi has had two Tommy John surgeries and is pitching up until he got hurt this year. He's pitching the best baseballs of his career over the last year and a half. So I think it's common for a lot of these guys to come off Tommy John and pitch well. And if you don't think Sale can have an impact still, I would tell you again, don't ignore the Tommy John issue. That's a big one. And let's not forget that in 2017, the Red Sox went 22-10 with Sale on the mound. In 2018, they went 18-9. His first 2 years with the team, they were 40-19 when he pitched. They were 21 games over 500. And let's also not forget what the Red Sox have invested in this pitcher. So Chris Sale was acquired for Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech. Okay, that was the crux of the deal. You gave up a lot to get him after you signed David Price to a $214 million contract over 7 years, I think it was, $32 million a year, $31, whatever the number was. It was $207 million, not $214. So you gave all that money to Price. He sucked. You had to go out and trade for Sale. You traded for Sale. You end up winning a World Series as a result of it. And then you re-sign Sale to that contract of 5 years and $145 million, which they are now halfway through, and he has not pitched a game yet. Then he goes out the other night for AAA Worcester and decides to throw a nutty down the runway behind the dugout, rip the TV off the wall, expresses some regret about it after the fact, although half-assed regret, really, as much as anything else, and isn't going to get on the mound finally until tonight. So you tell me, has it reached the point where the bottom line with Sale, it has taken him way too long to come back from this thing. Way too long. And again, some of it was controllable and some of it wasn't. So the fact that he had the surgery and he has the contract at all, that part's on the Red Sox. But this most recent part, he should have been there for the whole year. This is what I'm getting at. Forgive me for taking so long to get there. He should have been with this team the whole year. They were banking on it. And he hasn't been there yet. And you should be tired of waiting for Chris Sale to deliver. Again, the first part of this goes on the team. This year goes on him. Sale wasn't ready to go. He hurt himself during workouts, and then he had some other setback that remains mysterious, may or may not be related to his vaccination status, which is another issue entirely. But here you are with, call it, what do they have left, Jones? 80 games? Less?
Oh, 70, in the season? Yeah, less.
77 games to go, something like that. And just now he's getting on the mound?
He's going to give you one or maybe two starts before the All-Star break. That's it.
So look, I give the Red Sox a lot of grief. Okay, I give them a lot of grief. And I've done that over the years. In this particular case, the whole idea of this season was for Chris Sale to come back at full speed and be the ace of the staff again. And maybe that makes them stupid.
Well, I was just going to say they're fortunate that they've gotten what they've gotten out of Waka and Rich Hill and Pavetta. Like, they're fortunate they've gotten what they've got out of those guys.
I guess what I'm saying, Jones, is this. The Red Sox team we've seen is not anything remotely close to what we expected them to be or what they expected them to be. This team should have a higher ceiling, and this is why I think if things actually can get on the rails here over the final 2.5 months of the season that they can actually put a scare in some people. They have never come close to having a fully healthy pitching staff because Chris Sale wasn't there from the beginning. And that is annoying as hell when you think about it. The guy missed all that time and then gets injured. Like, I go back to spring training because that injury flew under the radar a little because there was so much going on with the Celtics, the Bruins, the NFL. And I'm not saying it was kissed off, but you know, we got a day or two out of it, and that was it. Sale's out. Do you understand what a blow that was to the franchise? Do you understand what a blow that was to the guys in uniform? The whole thing was predicated on Chris Sale coming back and being Chris Sale. So now he goes to the mound tonight. And let me tell you what I don't want to hear from Sale. Excuses. They have waited basically 2.5 years for you. The Chris Sale that pitched here last year was not the same guy. The team, the fans, the ownership, the uniform players, the league, whoever else, has waited 2.5 years for this guy to get back to full health and get on the mound. And he was brought here because he's a difference maker. They signed him to an extension, foolishly, I'll add, because he's a difference maker. So you know what? I don't want to hear about he hasn't pitched in a long time or didn't have a good rehab or the last outing he was rusty. I don't want to hear about any of that.
Well, and if he's going to blame that he didn't have enough rehab starts in Worcester, then he should still be down there. He should make another start in AAA. He shouldn't be up here pitching in a pennant race.
Okay, so you know what? I don't care. And you can blame the team for that if you want, Jones. I'm not telling you wrong. What I would say to Chris Sale is, no, too bad. If you're not ready, that's your fault. You're not going to spend any more time in the minor leagues. You're not going to spend any more time on the injured list. You are actually going to have to come out and pitch. And if you get your lunch handed to you, it's on you. So, look, this is a long way of me saying it's time for Chris Sale to earn his money. This guy's supposed to be an ace. He's not old. How old is he, 33 now?
I was going to guess, yeah, like 32.
Okay, 33. He's not old. He's, you know, in the back end of his prime, maybe just beyond it. But he's not a bum. He's not a stiff. The Red Sox need their ace.
Chris
Sale, let's go.
He's 33.
Yeah. The Red Sox need their ace. Let's go. It starts tonight. Get your ass in gear. Get on the mound. No more excuses. No more unavailability. Take the ball from here on out. Make your 17 or 18 starts. We'll get to your calls next on the Baseball Hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.